Time now for our movie critic Bob Mondello's latest home video recommendation. Today, he's spotlighting a widescreen 1950s epic that was specifically designed to drag people away from their TV sets, Ben-Hur.
Everything about Ben-Hur was big, really big. The sound was stereophonic, which was still fairly new back then. The screen wider than all outdoors, and that chariot race, enormous. And though there's more to the film than that one famous scene, let's start there, with Charlton Heston on the commentaries busting what he calls three chariot race myths.
One is that there's a red Ferrari parked in the side of the arena. Not true. Two, that someone was killed in it. Not true. And three, that I am visibly wearing a wristwatch in one or two shots. Now, of course, since I have leather gauntlets to the elbow, that clearly is not true. But it is indeed true. It was a fixed race. I knew I was going to win.
This Blu-ray boxed set, which is itself huge, with picture book and full-color reproduction of a journal Charlton Heston kept on the set, is being billed as the 50th anniversary edition, but you'll note it's been 52 years since 1959. Like its hero, Ben-Hur's getting back a little late.
I will pray that you live till I return.
Return?
The delay is because a million-dollar digital restoration took longer than expected, but was worth it. In the making-of extras, you'll see clips from the scratchy, washed-out version used for the film's re-releases. Among the goofier extras is a screen test for Leslie Nielsen as Ben-Hur's buddy-turned-nemesis, Missala.
I'm afraid I can't down arrows with much conviction anymore. Met too many charming ladies to go about insulting the god of love.
Think Naked Spear 2.5. Also included, the entire silent 1925 Ben-Hur, so you can see why audiences in the 50s were so psyched about the new one, and why director William Wyler felt he had to make it the biggest, most passionate movie ever.
Kill me and your mother and sister will die today! Nailed to crosses in front of you!
All of which raises the question of whether you really want to watch Ben-Hur on TV, even in high def. There's no question it's not the same as in a movie theater, but with no plans to re-release Ben-Hur in theaters, it's at least better than it would have been in 1959, when ads for mostly black and white TV sets boasted of their giant 24-inch screens. I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.